Well, does that sound familiar? Those of you who recall my programs from the 80s, that was my theme song, Stanley Black Orchestra with Tsena Tsena. Well, how have you been? This is show number 249 for May 26th, 2014. This program will be in two segments. The first part will be a brief interview I had with a young man by the name of Chaim Zlotogorsky while I was in Yerushalayim just a few weeks ago. And the main part of the program will be playing recordings of Moshe Yes, Sholem Levine, the Megama Duo. So without any further ado, let's get to the interview with Chaim. And I would like to thank my friend Glenn Richter, who was a friend of Chaim's and who recommended that I get in touch with him and hear about this very interesting story of a very special Nigun. I'm very pleased to have with me Chaim Zlotogorsky. We are in Jerusalem at the moment, and we have a very interesting story to tell you about his father and his father's experiences, and also a little bit about Chaim's life here in Yerushalayim. Shalom, Chaim.
Shalom.
It's great to be with you. First of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm born in New York, lived nearly my entire life up until the age of 40 on the west side of Manhattan. Went to school in New York, graduated from City College, and grew up in a shul called O of Tzedek.
O of Tzedek, up in 95th Street.
Between Columbus and Amsterdam.
I understand that there was a chazan there at the time, which I didn't realize.
So Kalman Kalish was the chazan.
Uh-huh.
Certainly he was there all the years of my childhood, and I was in his choir as a child, and we used to sing on Yamim Noraim.
Wow.
And he was in Yesler Rosenblatt's choir.
It's fantastic, fantastic. We have to get a choir and a chazan back there someday. So you've been here for, was it 20 years?
Yeah, we moved here in 1991.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your life here in
married,
the Holy Land.
Married. My wife, Dina, is a clinical psychologist. We have three boys who in 1991 were 7, 4, and 2. Today they are 23 years further on, so they're 30, 27, and 25. Nine of her, as they say, they're doing fine.
Great.
Oldest one's just finishing his second degree. The middle one's finishing his first degree, and the third one is in his first year at Hebrew University.
And I understand that you were involved in high tech here in this country.
Yeah. So I've been I was in computer science and high-tech in the U.S. On the technology side. And when I moved here 23 years ago, joined a couple of companies and have since helped turn around a few, started my own. All of what you read in Startup Nation is sort of what I live on a regular basis.
Fantastic. And this will be very exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. As I put it, it's the greening of the economy. It's what kibbutzim were like in the 50s. High tech is to Israel what it is in this new millennia.
Except there were probably more kippahs now.
There are a lot more kippot now.
Okay, now, I was fascinated by this story of your father's life. Why don't we share this with my listeners?
So my father, Abraham Zlotogorsky, was born in Lodz in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in a standard Orthodox household, Hasidic family, one of six kids. And as prevalent as it was in those days, there was, you know, the kids who left the country and the kids who stayed, and, you know, Zionists, communists, everything going on in the 20s and 30s. Excuse me. And he stayed and was in the Ludge ghetto from the start of the ghetto in 39-40 until he was deported to Auschwitz in July of 1944.
44.
Right, now, so he was late.
Now, his siblings, some had come to what was Palestine at the time?
Right, so two of his siblings, my uncles, had come to Israel, then Palestine, in 1933 and 32.
Okay.
And they made their lives here. Mm-hmm. One sibling was a communist, and she and her husband went east with the advancing, as the Germans were behind them. And they survived the war in Russia, and then ultimately came back to Poland after the war, or mm-hmm. she did, her husband passed away.
Uh-huh.
And my father, an older sister, and a younger brother stayed with my grandmother and my grandfather.
Okay.
And my father's younger brother, they were all deported basically together. My father...
In 44?
In 44. They survived. My father would... So my father helped keep them alive.
Wow.
As my aunt once told me, she witnessed him coming down the street. He had a job in the ghetto where he could steal vegetables. I won't say fruits. But he used to steal vegetables, and he would bring them home under his shirt. And the Nazis, the SS would beat him, and he wouldn't lose it. And that's what they lived on, from the soup and the vegetables that he'd managed to bring home.
Wow. 44, the Hungarians also, it was rather late.
Right.
Although, I guess, in Lodz, they knew more about it than the Hungarians, so perhaps.
It's not clear what they knew. They just sort of knew. You know, it's not clear to me what my father knew. He never talked about that.
Uh-huh.
He talked about his experiences. He talked about Auschwitz. He talked about on the train to Auschwitz that he looked out the window and saw a kid on the side of the road, and the kid ran his finger across his neck. So...
Yes, yes.
So somebody knew something somewhere.
Yes.
Not clear exactly what. But Hungarian Jewry, so my mother was Hungarian Jewry.
Oh.
She came from Sziget.
Okay.
And she also went to Auschwitz in 1944 in June.
Wow.
And both she and my father survived Auschwitz, and they were both liberated from Dachau, my father on the death march out of Dachau. And my mother, I don't know where she was liberated. I have to look at my notes.
You know, Chaim, I'm always amazed that those who went through the Holocaust even remain Jews, much less religious Jews. It's really one of those...
So everybody had their own answer to this.
Uh-huh.
My mother, while being a committed Jew and, you know, lighting candles every Friday night and eating and putting challah on the table, I don't think she ever believed the way she did before the war. And my grandfather on my mother's side was a Satmar Hasid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And my father, on the other hand, to his dying day, you know, he'd get up at 6, you know, 5:30 in the morning or 5 in the morning, and walk to shul and go daven and then come home and have his cup of coffee. And, you know, that was his story. That's, he never strayed away from that.
Now, there's a very interesting song that is in this story.
Right. So in 1942 and 1943, my grandfather, my father's father, arranged a minyan for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the ghetto, because life went on in sort of semi-normal or abstract ways.
And this is the Lodz ghetto?
This is the Lodz ghetto in 42, 43. Mm-hmm. And so he arranged for and created a minyan, and they davened Yamim Noraim, and they had a, as was common then, you know, there was a chazan, his name was Radomsky, and he davened for the Amid, and there was a kid who was a misharet. He sang in the choir, and I, you know, I grew up in Ohr Tzedek, so I can, I mean, when I picture this, that's how I sort of picture it, obviously. But it's not the same. It was inside the ghetto. It was in a whatever building that he used.
Right.
And the song was used for Yamim Noraim for Michal Kel Chaim, which is part of the Amidah, the Shemoneh Esrei.
Right.
Which, interestingly enough, talks about the resurrection, basically. You know, when the day comes and Mashiach gets here, you know, God's going to raise everybody up, so to speak. And so that's a niggun that my father, who grew up on Yesler Rosenblatt, and to his dying day would sit, and the memories were all in his head. I bought him 2 CDs of Rosenblatt on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And he taught me this niggun. He taught me and my late brother this niggun as children. And I've taught it to my kids. And I davened for the Amid for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur here in Jerusalem at our local shul. And we've sort of taught this niggun to a few other people. One of the other chazanim uses it. One of the other balei tefila uses it as well. And his wife runs groups that go to Poland to clean up cemeteries. And they go clean as part of their high school year. They go clean up cemeteries.
Wow.
And they go visit what was the, you know,
the ghetto,
the ghetto, Polish Jewry, you know.
Sure.
It's a roots trip. And so she has taught her kids this niggun as well, and they sing it in Lodz now when the kids go.
Wow.
Right. So, you know, and I use it, and her husband uses it, on Yamim Noraim.
Are you up to giving us a shot of it?
Sure. I'll try.
Okay.
Michal Kel Chaim Mechayim Beitim Mechaye metim berachamim rabim. So mech nofelim verofech holim umatir asuri. ומקיים אמונתו לשכן יפה מחמך בעל גבורות ומדומה ומצמיח ישוע.
Beautiful, mournful.
It was fitting for the time.
Yes. Wow. It's great. And by the way, have your children learned it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, my kids all know it. Stand up with me when I daven for the Amud and sing as well.
So it's a treasure to pass on from generation to generation.
Correct.
That's great. We gotta get them married.
Well, one's already married. Two more to go.
Okay. So you daven for the Amud. Currently for the high holidays?
I have for the past 18, 20 years.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And my childhood chazan is still in my head.
Interesting. Any other thoughts about how music plays a role in your life and how this tune intertwines with that?
So music is central to my existence, certainly both to me, my wife, my kids. We all sing around the table. We have 4 and 5 part harmonies because all of my kids Kananahara can sing, as does my wife. And Friday nights, when we choose to sing, are a lot of fun.
That's great.
And it'll go anywhere from, Zmirot to 50s and 60s music.
Okay.
Around the table. So.
Okay. Too bad we can't record it on Shabbos.
That's a lot of fun.
Although there are some people that may do that. Okay. Look, I appreciate your sharing these thoughts and this experience. Any other closing comments?
No, just come live. Come live here.
Okay.
Jerusalem's a wonderful place to live and raise children.
That's for sure. And I'm here to get my Jerusalem fix, and I'm glad that I had the chance to meet with you and to learn about this. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay. You know, as I'm listening to that, I sound as if I was a little sleepy there, and I realized that I was still recovering from jet lag. I somehow or other got a crazy time to come into Jerusalem. Anyway, that was Chaim Zlatogorsky, and I was pleased to put him in touch with my friend Gila Flom, who heads the sound archives for the State of Israel. Gila did her doctoral thesis on the music of the Lodz Ghetto, and I know that they were going to be recording this for the archives. Okay, going back to 1980, I get a call from my friend Larry Gordon, and he says that he wants to bring a couple of people to the studio. I was at Seton Hall University at the time, and in comes Moshe Yes and Sholom Levine, who were the Mega Maduo, and that was my pleasure to do the introduction, the premiere of their album, that wonderful album from 1980 of the Mega Maduo. Before we get to some of their music, I just want to point out that Moshe Yes was from Montreal, Canada, a member of the Chabad community in Montreal. He was a regular performer at the Chabad House events. And in 1978, well, he played in many different bands until in California and so forth. Until 1978, he moved to Yerushalayim, where he enrolled in the Devar Yerushalayim Yeshiva. And that's where he met Rabbi Sholom Levine, who became his mentor in Halacha and his musical partner in Megama. By the way, Megama means trend. He had one of his biggest hits, of course, was of Megama was My Zadie. In 1990s, Yes started a rock band called The Burnt Offering with the blessing of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The band's mission was to spread the message to the world to engage in acts of goodness and kindness. He eventually became an extreme believer in Lubavitch messianism, and he created a website on that. He retired in his later years when his health began to decline, and he died of cancer in January of 2011 in Tucson, Arizona. He was 65 years old. By the way, Sholom Levine passed away in 2013 at the young age of 61. Okay, let's go to the classic My Zadie from the 1980 album of the Megama. They say Megama, but it's Megama. Megama.
My Zadie lived with us in my parents' home. He used to laugh, he put me on his knee, and he spoke about his life in Poland. He spoke, but with a bitter memory, and he spoke about the soldiers who would beat him. They laughed at him, they tore his long black coat. And he spoke about a synagogue that they burnt down, and the crying that was heard beneath the smoke. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. His eyes lit up when he would teach me Torah. He taught me every line so carefully. He spoke about our slavery in Egypt, and how God took us out to make us free. But winter went by, summer came along. I went to camp to run and play. And when I came back home, they said, Zadie's gone, and all his books were packed and stored away. I don't know how or why it came to be. It happened slowly over many years. We just stopped being Jewish like my Zadie was. and no one cared enough to shed a tear. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made us Seder Pesach night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. Many winters went by, many summers came along, and now my children sit in front of me. And who will be the Zadie of my children? Who will be their Zadie if not me? Who will be the Zadies of our children? Who will be their Zadies if not we? And Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right.
Wow, such a classic, isn't that? My Zadie. Well, I was just realizing that Moshe Yess was 35 years old when that was recorded, and Shlomo Levine was 28 or 29 years old. They were rather young. They were rather good at the time, weren't they? The Megama Duo. It's hard to believe. 1980 sounds like yesterday, but he was 35 and he died at the age of 66 in 2011, just 3 years ago. Okay, let's hear another. Well, these are all classics, aren't they? Let's hear That's My Boy.
That's my boy, that's my little boy, with the rabbis all around him. That's my boy, 8 days old, only 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel. That's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, with his tallis and his tefillin. That's my boy, just 13, he's just 13. Now he's reading from the Torah. That's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy. Now he's underneath the chuppah. That's my boy. So very young, so very young, with his bride, his wedding ring. That's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's his boy. that's his little boy. With the rabbis all around him, that's his boy. 8 days old, just 8 days old. With the rabbis and the mohel, that's his boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm.
That's my boy, and I hope you enjoyed that, as I enjoy all of these, quite frankly. Let's go next to David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah. You know, one of the things that was interesting about the Megama duo is that they played so many recordings that were commentaries on life and some of the absurdities, if you will, perhaps making fun of some of our proclivities. In any event, this is a sad commentary on life on the Bar Mitzvah circuit.
The Cadillacs were all lined up in the driveway. Minks of many colors were on display. The caterer was the best that money can buy. It was David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah Day. It was David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah Day. Uncle Abe flew in from Cincinnati. Aunt Becky drove up from Miami Beach. The rabbi was watching with a tear in his eye as David Cohen read his Bar Mitzvah speech. As David Cohen read his Bar Mitzvah speech. I wanna thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God. The last time David Cohen saw a rabbi, his tullis and his tefillin, they got lost. He's now a lawyer up in Sacramento. Looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. And looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. I wanna thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God.
Okay, sad commentary. really. Okay, yeah, this one makes fun of some of our aspects of our religion. Anyway, the Prayer Book Blues.
Wow, what a beautiful building. Where are we, Sholem?
Why, this is a synagogue, Moshe.
A synagogue, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What's happening, man?
Well, everybody's praying. What do you expect them to do in a synagogue?
They're praying, huh?
Sure, grab a book and start praying yourself.
I don't know what page we're on, Sholem.
Well, ask the guy next to you.
But he's sleeping, Sholem.
Well, I can't help you, man. I don't know what page we're on either.
Terrible.
I'll tell you, man.
I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, my folks sent me to Hader when I was just a child. But instead of learning Aleph Bays, I was out there running wild. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? And the guy right next to me is taking a snooze. I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know what to speak. God spoke to us in Hebrew, but to me the thing is Greek. I got my kid knows less than me in the prayer book blues. And it's not too nice to see in the synagogue blues. So it's cheder for you, young man, and learn your Aleph Bays. Don't you dare take after me with a gall on your face. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues. Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, I guess I'll see you later, 'cause I'm going back to Cheder. I got the what page are we
page
on?
Page 42, in the 73, page 86, page
27,
page 22, page 18,
Sholem. 23. You got the wrong book there, Sholem.
No, I don't, man. It says right here, 700 ways to prepare potato latkes.
That's not the right book,
no.
Sholem.
I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues.
Okay, Prayer Book Blues. They came out with an album in 1982, 2 years later, after the Megama album, God is Alive and Well in Jerusalem. And let's hear the title song.
If I ever get back to California, I'm gonna round up every Jew I've ever known. I'm gonna sit them right down there in front of me. I'm gonna take this guitar and sing them all this song. God is alive and well in Jerusalem. People praying three times a day to him. The cars, the bars, the stocks and bonds, unkept lawns, grab a boat, a plane, if need be, swim. Some folks got a Lincoln Continental with tinted glass so nobody sees in. And just one time I'd like to roll down their window and say you ain't gonna fool the Lord with this hunk of tin. God is alive and well in Jerusalem, yeah. People praying three times a day to him. Throw away the cars, the bars, the stocks and bonds, and unkept lawns. Grab a boat, a plane, if need be, swim. God is alive and well in Jerusalem, yeah. People praying three times a day to him. Throw away the
cars, the bars, the stocks and bars, and up kept lawns, grab a boat, a plane, if need be, swim.
God is alive and well in Jerusalem. You know, they don't make these kind of recordings anymore, do they? No one knows how to write these songs. A lot of noise, but these guys were very good, weren't they? And they had some very, very good messages. Let's hear Learning from the Torah from the album God is Alive and Well in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem. Learning from the Torah.
I left a good job in the city, working for the dollar every night and day. This old rabbi told me you were made to be holy. Get yourself a Bible, son, and see what it say. Instead of buying her the roses, I went and bought the five books of Moses. Learning, learning, learning. The Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. Cain slew Abel, Noah's Ark was stable. The more I read, well, the more I believe. The reason that we got big noses is to keep them in the five books of Moses. Learning, learning, learning from the Torah. Learning. My dad bought me a talis. It all came together with the Torah I read. And if my children have big noses, I want to see them in the five books of Moses. Learning, learning, learning from the Torah. Learning, learning, learning from the
From the Torah. Okay. Well, yes, this Up to Jerusalem is very, I was going to say nostalgic for me. I just loved being in Jerusalem for about 5 days by myself, meeting friends, and just walking down to the Kotel, and just a very, very special place. And as I mentioned, I got my Yerushalayim fix. And then, of course, I went on the group, Chizuk group tour, visiting the endangered communities, otherwise known as settlements, anyway. Oh, yeah, we were on the Assyrian border and on the Lebanese border. And it was a fascinating trip, fascinating trip. Let's go to Up to Jerusalem, really very appropriate for what's going on in my life.
As I was walking down a dark and lonely street, a car came along, pulled up by my side. Inside was a rabbi with a long white beard. He said, son, I'm gonna take you for a ride. Why don't we go up to Jerusalem? Oh, up to Jerusalem. Down to the pyramids of Egypt,
and Pharaoh's army stood in front of me. But I saw Moses walking through the path in the water. And Moses said, son, won't you come along with me? Why don't we go up to Jerusalem? Los Angeles. I said, hey, now look around, what do you see? And when you've had your fill of that craziness, why don't you hop a plane and sing along, sing a song with me? Why don't we go up to Jerusalem?
To Jerusalem. Well, in 1984, Moshe Yes did an album with Cole Salonica. And by the way, mentioning Cole Salonica, that's on my list to do a special. I have to do that. I have to get to that. But let's hear Omdos with Moshe Yes, Cole Salonica. Thank you.
lying. Hallelujah, Kir Shechubro Lo Yachto. Yerushalayim, Abinuya, Kir Shechubro Lo Yachto. Yerushalayim, Abinuya, Kir Shechubro Lo Yachto.
Moshe, yes, let's hear Av HaRachamim from the Kol Salonika album.
Av HaRachamim Heitivo Birtzoncho Es Tzion. Tivne chomos Yerushalayim, Tivne chomos Yerushalayim, Tivne chomos Yerushalayim, Tivne
going back to the Megama album from 1980, let's hear I'm a Jew.
I don't want to change my name. I got nothing to be ashamed of. Got no secrets from you. I came in the world this way, and I'm going out the same. Gonna live my life and die as a Jew. As a Jew, as a Jew. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham.
built the ark. Moses went up on Mount Sinai. Daniel made it through the lion's den. With a little faith in God, they all made it through their troubles. 'Cause a little faith in God will always win. And it's true, and it's true. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. I got nothing to be ashamed of. Got no secrets from you. I came in the world this way, and I'm going out the same. Gonna live my life and die as a Jew. As a Jew, as a Jew. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Shouldn't you?
Yes, shouldn't you? Okay, let's hear again from the Megama album, 1980. This is Toda Hashem.
Toda Hashem, I want to thank you very much. You're my best friend. I want to thank you for today and for tomorrow. My joy and sorrow all come from you. Toda Hashem, you're with me from beginning till the end. The music in my life all comes from you. I know that's true, I know that's true. The sky, the sun, the moon and stars created by your hand. You made this universe for the sake of man. I'm in my little life as a part of your plan. I'll try the best I can, the best I can. Toda Hashem, for the many blessings you forever send. For the beauty in this world without end. Toda Hashem, Toda Hashem. Toda Hashem, for the many blessings you forever send. For the beauty in this world without end. Toda Hashem, Toda Hashem.
Toda Hashem. I'm going to have to search through some of my my tapes. Unfortunately, I don't have availability of them right now. We got to get I Ain't Gonna Work on Saturday and a couple others. But let's hear a Jewish Child.
Jewish child, Jewish child. You're out there on the streets, you're running wild. You're carefree and you're living on your own. There's no strings attached to you. You can do whatever you want to. Jewish child, Jewish child. The neon disco lights are now your style. The sunrise on the ocean has your eyes. There's no strings attached to you. You can do whatever you want to. Every day your people pray at the Western Wall. They don't even know your name at all. And they pray to God, you're gonna find your way back home. To the five books of Moses, to the five books of Moses. Jewish child, Jewish child. Listen while I talk for just a while. Your people have a lot of love for you. Why go throwing that away? Why go throwing that away? Every day your people pray at the Western Wall.
even know your name at all. And they pray to God, you're gonna find your way back home. To the five books of Moses, to the five books of Moses. Every day your people pray at the Western Wall. And they don't even know your name at all. And they pray to God, you're gonna find your way back home. To the five books of Moses, to the five books of Moses. Jewish child, Jewish child, Jewish child.
Jewish child, okay, and now one last selection, a quickie. This is Dollar Bill. Let's see if I get this right. Nope. There it is. Okay.
One day a dollar bill was floating through the air. It flew into a synagogue and no one else was there. It landed on the bima and it tried to go to sleep. But from the Aron Kodesh, a voice began to speak. Who is in my synagogue? The dollar bill said I. I've come here from America, there's nothing I can't buy. That's why people worship me. Now tell me, who are you? My name is the Torah, everything I say is true. Tell me, Torah, why do you speak so sad? You live in this nice synagogue, I think you should be glad. I've always lived with Israel, the Torah did reply. But my people do not listen, I just wonder why. Dollar bill was laughing as it flew into the air. It flew into the street and some people gathered there. Everyone was jumping up to get it in the hand. Everyone was jumping up in the promised land. And somewhere in a synagogue, very late at night, there burns an olive oil lamp, it's the eternal light. And from the Aron Kodesh, a cry is heard once more. And if you look real close, you can see the teardrops on the floor.
Okay, Dollar Bill. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned for the hour of Chazonis. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me. And also, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising.